People on the campus, the faculty, purported to be, in favor of getting away with segregation and so on, but they didn't do a damn thing about it.
The faculty at UF didn't.
Nothing. Now, there were some that did some marches once in a while, and they did attempt to desegregate certain things. But nobody was looking into the economic and social position that the blacks were in, which to me was more important than desegregating a movie theater. It was more important to me to see this community take an active view on certain things. And let me give you a couple examples. We had segregated schools, but the black schools had no playgrounds. None. Nothing in the back of the school. Nothing at all. Secondly, the poor people who had to ask for welfare had to get up in the middle of a big auditorium and tell their story in front of all the people that were there in order to get the social services that they were asking for. The most embarrassing situation you could put anybody under. Third, and perhaps the most important, there were no daycare programs for black children, except there was one in Gainesville, but none in the rest of the county. And the one in Gainesville only took two children, so it was practically unimportant. Those three things to me were things that needed attention right now. So I tried to get some of the faculty more involved in this kind of thing, but with no response. I didn't get any response at all.
Oh, do you think that was because they didn't see those economic issues to be a priority, or?
They didn't want to get their hands dirty, to be very honest, in my view. That's hard work. You got to fight the establishment, and you've got to go down into the black community and work with blacks. You can't do it by standing as outside and saying, "We're going to do this for you." That's not the way you work with any community. And certainly to me, it was insulting to the black community to decide for them what they needed. Canvases, if you want to call them that. We need people that will go into the neighborhood, have meetings with the black people that live in the neighborhoods, and get their view on what kind of programs they'd like to see. Now, that's hard work, and it's also work that a lot of people who don't want to associate with blacks, and that was true of most of the faculty, they really didn't want to associate with blacks. I know because I had blacks that came to visit me and was told in my neighborhood that that was not acceptable.
Oh, really? What, from other neighbors or?
And that's the feeling that many of the faculty here at campus, if you ask them, "Are you anti-black?" they'd say, "Oh, no, we want them to have all the rights and so on." But when the chips were down, they would play the same game that everybody in the South at that time, and many in the North as well, played, which was to ignore the problems. And I often said to my husband, I wish the university had been placed in Ocala or someplace other than Gainesville, because I found, well, you couldn't go outside of Gainesville to buy gas if you had a university sticker on your car. They wouldn't give you gas in the communities around here
Really?
because we were communists in their view. And if you happened to have a black in your car, you might get shot.